Well, basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
For those of you keeping track at home, the Auburn Bulldogs win streak has reached 61. And yes, that's the longest current win streak in the nation. Yesterday morning, it looked for a time like that long string of wins might be in jeopardy. The Bulldogs were held to just 2 points in the third quarter and found themselves tied with Concordia at the end of the period. But that's when the fireworks started, and Auburn was able to prevail 39-37 in double overtime. With that win, the Dogs find themselves here in the C1 championship game for the third year in a row. Today's opponent is Adams Central. The Patriots are 26-2 on the season and coming off a hard-fought win over Wayne in the semifinals. Good morning once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. It's our fourth day of bringing you state tournament basketball from this venue. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this morning's game, and I'm very pleased once again to be working alongside Todd Gatula. And Todd, that was a thriller yesterday.
Yeah, it was a fun one where the Bulldogs escaped with the 39-37 double overtime win against Omaha Concordia to get to the championship Saturday round today and go for that third straight state championship.
I've had a chance to watch Auburn play several ball games this season, and that's the first team I've seen that's been able to stymie that Auburn offense the way they did. Some terrific defense played by the Concordia team.
Yeah, that was Auburn's lowest scoring output of the season, those 39 points. That came in double overtime, you got to remember. So he had extra bonus basketball. But the Auburn's offense was good in the first half. And boy, in the second half, Concordia really shut Auburn down. They kept Cam Binder in check for the most part that entire game. They doubled down in the post. And they really just created a lot of confusion for this Auburn offense. And I know today they need to get off to a quicker start and solve those offensive woes that kind of ended yesterday.
Well, unofficially, I was kind of trying to keep track here. It looked like they went 15 minutes and 19 seconds and only scored 2 points in that 15-minute span. The last half of the second quarter, throughout the entire third quarter, and the first half of the fourth quarter, only 2 points in 15 minutes of playing time and still won the ball game. So that tells you a lot about the resilience. Coach Weeks tells his kids, don't panic. And they didn't. They hung right in there. In the game, we're getting started late here, obviously, this morning, and that's because the game prior to us went into overtime in that one, in the D1 championship game. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family had to come from a 13-point deficit to come back and win in overtime over Howells Dodds, the final 52-47 in OT. So your D1 2021 state champs is Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family as they get the win over Howells Dodge. Again, 52-47 was the final in that one. Well, we had a chance to talk once again, as we have been all week long, with Auburn High School head football coach Jim Weeks. So we're going to take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and have our pregame visit with Coach Weeks right after this two-minute break, live from Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs State Championship Basketball.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula.
I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Time now once again for our pregame visit with Auburn High School head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Well, Coach, a real thriller yesterday, the two overtimes. I know what I saw, but I'd like to hear from the coach's perspective. What were they doing defensively there that stymied your offense?
Well, we had an 8-point lead, and we just started shooting awfully quick. They were locking on Cam and wouldn't let him touch the ball, so just kind of got us out of a regular rhythm, I guess is the best way to do say that. But we did, like I said, we did get an eight-point lead, so it wasn't horrible, but it just got us out of our rhythm is what it did.
Coach, you tell your kids not to panic. At the end of regulation, Prairie had the opportunity for the putback. It wouldn't fall for him. I was impressed with the way your kids came out with smiles on their face for that first overtime.
You know, these guys for 3 years have never panicked. They just, it's next play. So I don't think anybody on the bench panicked, not at all. We just said, okay, it's going to be a tough game. Let's get a good shot. Let's get a stop.
And then out comes Ryan Binder, a couple of quick lay-ins to start that first overtime. Those were big baskets, weren't they?
You asked me the start of the state tournament about our district final not winning double figures. That Boone Central game probably won us that game yesterday because we needed to start attacking the basket. And so we started attacking the basket, and then Ryan made two great plays by attacking the basket.
Coach, I know you've spent the last 24 hours studying Adams Central. Talk a little bit now about today's opponent, the Patriots.
They're just really good. They run 1-3-1 on made baskets, man on misses. And they spread the floor. They got some really good shooters. There's a lot of seniors. They've been here 3 or 4 years in a row, so it's going to be a tough game.
Anything special your kids have been asked to concentrate on going into this one?
I don't know. Just try to, we always talk about staying in the moment, try to win the possession.
All right. Well, good luck to you again this morning, Coach. Let's get number three.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Jim Weeks, a head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll take another two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City have been serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Centers' mission is to provide the best eye care service possible. Our doctors use only the most advanced, state-of-the-art diagnostic technology and eye care products available. At Lifetime Vision Centers, you will find eye care professionals who genuinely care about your health and dedication to exceptional services. Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City, caring for you since 1957.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln, getting set for the Class C1 Boys State Championship game, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Adams Central Patriots. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, Auburn. Glad to have you tuned in, all of our Nemaha County listeners, here to Sunny 101.3. This is the first of three state championship games we'll have on the air for you today. Coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock tip-off from Springfield, Missouri, the Mound City Panthers will take on South Iron for the Missouri Class 1 State Boys Championship. And then later this afternoon, around 3:45, it'll be the Sacred Heart Irish going after the Class D2 State Championship when they face a very tough Parkview Christian team. Time now to take a look at the starting lineups for this championship ball game, and here to look at that is Todd.
Let's take a look first at the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central, located in Hastings, is 26-2 on the season, coached by Zach Foster. The Patriots will start Tyler Slekta. Slekta, a senior, stands 6'2", averages 10.7, 4.9 rebounds per game. Lucas Bolin, a senior, stands 6'1", he averages 12 points a game and 3.5 rebounds. Jacob Eckhart, he's a junior, stands 5'11", averaging just over 4 points and under 2 rebounds per game. And then two more seniors, also in double figures, Cameron Foster, averaging 10 points per game. He's a senior, stands 6 foot tall. And Dante Bullhauer, he's a 6'2" senior, averaging 8.6 points and 4 rebounds per game. This Adams Central team has 3 players averaging in double figures, 2 more just over 8 points per game, so a lot of balance on this team. And now for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're your two-time defending Class C1 state champions. They're 25-0 on the season, riding that 61-game winning streak, coached by Jim Weeks in his 5th season. The Bulldogs will start Cameron Binder. He's a senior, stands 6 foot tall, leads this team at 15 points per game. A freshman, 5'11", Maverick Binder, averaging 6.3 points, 1.6 rebounds per game. Ryan Binder, also in the starting lineup for Auburn. He's a junior, stands 5'11", averaging 9.3 points and just under 4 rebounds per game. A 6'1" senior, Cade Patzel. Patzel, averaging 6 points per game and just over 3 rebounds per game for the Bulldogs. And rounding out the starting lineup for Auburn, their second leading scorer, Daniel Frary, who averages 13.3 points, 7.7 rebounds per game. He's a senior, and the big guy in the middle, standing 6'6".
That's your starting lineup for this coming up Class C1 state championship game. And Todd, I guess the media, it's up to us to talk about individual numbers. The players and coaches don't like to do it, but Cam Binder comes into this morning's championship game as a senior, as the all-time leading scorer at Auburn High School. And Todd, I know you keep track of those records.
Yeah, I've been tracking those Auburn records for a few years, and Cam's a leading scorer with over 1,700 points in his career.
1,703, to be exact.
1,703 after yesterday's game. And, you know, this year we talk about Cam being a scorer his whole career, and he can definitely fill it up. But he sacrificed some scoring that part of his game this season to get other guys involved. Coach Jim Weeks has talked a lot about that. Cam's definitely a team player, and he can put up the points in a hurry, and they'll need him today.
You did a little research there on Adams Central. Share your insight on that on today's opponent.
Yeah, this Adams Central team is making its second straight appearance after qualifying for state last year. They won the Class C1 state championship back in 2006, just a season or two before Auburn started this run. They lost their first game of the season to Aurora, then they reeled off 21 straight wins before losing to Kearney Catholic in the season finale.
We're going to have to break away here. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens.
Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We had to break away. Todd was sharing the information and the lights went out. They play this little pregame pump-up video here. Continue with your information there, Todd.
Yeah, as we were talking about this Adams Central team, they lost their first game of the season to Aurora. Then they reeled off 21 straight wins before losing to Kearney Catholic in their regular season finale. That Kearney Catholic team is also here in the C1 state tournament. It's a team that's going to rely heavily on the three-pointer. They shoot a ton of threes. They'll get up and down the floor. You heard Coach Jim Weeks from Auburn say in the pregame show they like to run 1-3-1 defense after makes. They'll pick up man-to-man after misses. This is an athletic, talented, very talented team. Probably as athletic a team as this Auburn Bulldog team has faced this season. The bottom line is it just doesn't get any easier. But I guess by the time you get to the state championship game, you should, in all reality, be facing your best opponent of the season. When you get here, we hope these are the best two teams in Class C1. It certainly appears that they are. Auburn at 25-0 on the year. Adams Central 26-2. I can't wait to get started. After yesterday's game, I didn't know if I got anything left in the tank. Let's hope the Bulldogs do. Yeah, a lot of intensity yesterday, and you survived that two overtime game, and you get to kind of like hit the reset button, come right back, refocus, and get ready for an even bigger one today.
Well, I'll tell you this, Todd. If the intensity of the coaching staff is any gauge of it, I didn't think I could see Jim Weeks any more wound up than he was yesterday morning before that one. Today, he blew that out of the water. The guy is so fired up. We meet with him about an hour before game time to record the little 2 or 3 minute pregame. Coach Weeks had a terrible time standing in one spot for 2 minutes to talk with us. He is one fired up basketball coach, and that's reflected in his basketball team. You can tell just watching the huddle during the games and the overtime yesterday, the intensity of that huddle. We're across the floor from him, and you can feel it. We're over here.
Yeah, he. Definitely a coach that that loves a routine, and this Auburn team follows that routine on game day. He'll continue to repeat that, never panic, next play, stay in the moment, worry about each possession, and that's the way Auburn plays, and they've found success with that, and you're always going to see that from this team.
Todd, we want to say good morning to our listeners all around the country, listening in online at msesports.net. Special shout out to the Hall family listening in Texas this morning. We know we have listenership in California as well as all around the country listening on msesports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZAFM Sunny 101.3. That is our official call letter. My name is Randy Gatula. Todd Gatula seated alongside. The first of three state championship games being broadcast today. Here on Sunny 101.3 at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have the Mound City Panthers and the South Iron Panthers in the Missouri Class 1 State Championship. John Nixon is in Springfield, Missouri at the John Q. Hammond Center for that broadcast. That'll be followed immediately by the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Parkview Christian in the Class D2 State Championship right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So it doesn't get much better than this, a full day of state championship basketball for you here on the Sports Voice of Southeast Nebraska, Sunny 101.3. And I got to tell you, Todd, there's nothing makes us more proud than seeing the teams from our coverage area, both over in Northwest Missouri and in Southeast Nebraska, doing as well as they are and for allowing us to be a part of it to share it with our listeners.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of success from a lot of different teams in the coverage area, and it's
it's fun when you get to the pinnacle of the season and you've got some teams playing on Championship Saturday, and it's always fun, and it's a great way to wrap up some fun and successful season for a lot of kids.
And the ladies did well also. We had the good fortune of being here last week with the Sterling Lady Jets and the Lady Irish from Sacred Heart, so getting to spend 2 weeks in a row hanging out around Pinnacle Bank Arena. Plus, it's kind of a reunion of sorts. All the radio announcers from across the state, we see each other here once a year, and it's always a good time for all the guys to get together and have a little bottle of water.
Yeah, it's a reunion for these fans, too. You got a lot of people who haven't been back maybe 10, 15, 20 years in some cases, and they make the drive to watch their hometown team.
We had Coach Dick Strittmatter, coach at Auburn, came by a little bit ago here to say hello to us. Great to see Dick. He was looking good. All right, stepping into Jump It Up, we're ready to get underway. It'll be Dan Ferry in there for the Bulldogs, and he'll jump it up against 6'2", Dante Bellhauer. Bellhauer to jump it up for the Patriots. Class C1 state championship basketball game on Sunny 101.3, live from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're set to get underway. The Auburn fans, I don't know who's left in Auburn, the whole town's across the way. Here is the tip, and it's controlled by the Bulldogs. Ferry handled it easily, gets it out to Cam Binder, and Todd, here we go. Binder comes to the near side to Ryan Binder with the pass. Ryan Binder works over onto the right elbow, looking over the defense to see what they're setting up to run here.
Now zone Binder, defense.
Yep, in a zone. Binder gives it up to Ferry, top of the key, right back to Ryan Binder. They're just studying this zone to figure out how to attack it. Ryan looks a little bit puzzled here right now. Off to Cam on the far side. Cam Binder comes back to Ryan Binder. Bulldogs not trying to attack it here yet. Looking it over, right side, Kate Batesel down in the corner, right side of the basket, right back up it comes to Ryan Binder. Again to Batesel in the corner, and again right back to Ryan Binder. Now Binder across to the left side, Cam Binder up to Ryan, working all of this passing is going on outside the three-point arc.
Yeah, 1-3-1 zone defense by Adams Central. Auburn patient. They'll look for a short corner guy down underneath. Usually that's Ferry.
Underneath. There's Ferry off the glass. Up, got it. They just waited for their chance, and Ferry gets the first 2 points of the ball game. Auburn is up 2-0. That took more than a minute of time off the clock. 6:40 to play here in the first quarter. All right, the other direction come the Patriots with the basketball. Top of the key is Slekta. Slekta goes to the right corner, down to Eckhart. Now baseline right side, push and shove, whistle, and I believe we're going to see an offensive foul here.
Yeah, Cam Foster for the Patriots posting up down low, posting up his defender. Got a little physical, backing down, and picks up the offensive foul. That'll be his first, team's first.
Todd and I had a chance to watch Cam Foster play a lot of basketball this summer. He played on a club team, the Warriors, Nebraska Warriors, with my grandson and Todd's nephew. So we watched Cam play a lot of basketball.
Good player.
Here come the Bulldogs with the basketball. Cam Binder on the left elbow, up to Ryan Binder, waiting just for their opportunity again. Ryan goes to Patesel. Patesel was looking inside for a minute. Ferry was well covered that time. Back to Cam Binder. He's double-teamed. Dribbles between defenders. Splits the defense. Got inside the paint. Into Ryan Binder. Ryan driving. Floater in the paint. Up. Got it. Nice move to the basket. Ryan Binder went right down the avenue and laid it over the front lip of the basket. Bulldogs out to an early lead, 4-0, 5:45 to play in the first quarter. This is Cam Foster with the basketball. To the left elbow to Bowen. Back up top to Foster. He stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Bulldogs in a man-to-man defense. Foster being covered by Cade Patesel. Bounce pass comes to the left side. Bellhauer. Bellhauer baseline in the corner. Foster again with the basketball. Guarding him is Cam Binder. Now around the horn outside, Slekta on the right elbow. Slekta picks up his dribble. Top of the circle, Bellhauer. Bellhauer goes to Bolin. Long three, Bolin up and off, no good. Rebound, Ryan Binder has the ball knocked away from him. And I think we're going to have the ball just tipped out of bounds. Is that it?
Yeah, I think he's out of bounds. Tried to save it, but didn't get it in time. Boy, two really good possessions by Auburn. Their first two possessions game, really patient. Got one down low to Ferry, and then Binder, a nice drive for layup. Exactly how you want to break that zone. Be interesting to see if Adams Central stays in it. Now they're slapped on a full court press.
Yeah, here they are on the press, and down court they break the press. Prairie in the paint, moves to the basket, has the ball tipped away, has it knocked away again loose on the floor. Ball is grabbed up by Bellhauer. Bellhauer flips it out to Slekta, and Slekta brings it up court to set the offense. 4-0. Auburn on top, 4:45 to play first quarter here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Class C1 state championship game. On the dribble is Bolin on the right side. Comes around left elbow, Foster. Top of the key, Eckhart. Right elbow now, back to Bolin once again. Man-to-man defense, driving in baseline right side. No shot there. Foster for three, left elbow off the iron. No, rebound Cam Binder. Bulldogs up 4-0 at 4:20 to go first quarter. Auburn has the basketball.
Usually you see man-to-man here from Adams Central after a miss.
Into the man-to-man defense now for the Patriots. Ryan Binder, skip pass across court to the left elbow to Cam Binder in the corner right side. That's Maverick Binder handling the ball. Again, a very patient set. Flip pass to the far side. Cam right back to Ryan. Frary wants the ball. He says, give it to me. All right, here comes Cam. Underneath looking for Frary. Ball is tipped away. Safe from going out of bounds. Coming up with a save. Bolin into forecourt on the dribble is Bellhauer. Into the corner left side of the basket. Top of the key. There's Foster. He had it knocked away from him. Loose basketball grabbed up by Eckhart. Eckhart top of the circle to Lucas Bolin. We're going to have a timeout taken now.
We have a timeout of the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. 3:32 to play in the first quarter. We've played 4.5 minutes already, Todd. Bulldogs up 4-0.
Yeah, we've talked about this Auburn defense here for a couple days. They come into the state tournament giving up just 32 points per game on defense, which is the best of any team in the state tournament, and right back at it today, playing good defense in their own right.
Boy, to be able to hold the Patriots scoreless for the first 4.5 minutes of the game, that is an accomplishment in itself. Patriots will have the basketball and play is resumed. Again, there's 3:32 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0, your Auburn Bulldogs on top here in the C1 state championship game. Patriots ready to inbound the ball. Tossing it in will be Cam Foster. He'll stand on the near side in forecourt on the side to inbound it. Auburn sets in their man-to-man defense. Cameron Binder will be right in the face of Cam Foster as he gets set to inbound this pass.
Just four shots between these two teams in the first 4.5 minutes. Very slow pace.
Inbound pass comes into Lucas Bolin to the right elbow, right side. Fago in the ball game now. Underneath the basket. Ball is stripped away, knocked loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Maverick Binder, the freshman, diving in between defenders. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Patriots.
Great play by Cam Binder. Get a hand on that ball and knock it away. The Bulldogs also got the almost forced a turnover, but jump ball. It'll stay here.
Foster to inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline. Right side under his own backboard. Lobs it up to the top to Slekta. Slekta, top of the key. Pulls up with a shot. Here's a long three. Right elbow that's up off the rim. Doesn't go. And Cam Binder comes down with the rebound in traffic. Cam Binder somehow outjumped a couple of much taller defenders around him. A cross-court pass to the far side. Ryan Binder now back to the near elbow. Right in front of our table, Cam Binder gives it in to Patzel. Back up top to Binder, and he'll back it out near the midcourt circle. Man-to-man pressuring defense now. They got out of that zone. That didn't last long. Or are they just chasing Binder man-to-man? Here's a shot off the glass, up and good by Dan Frary. Frary's got 4 points. Bulldogs up 6-0. Down court on the dribble comes to Slekta. Slekta, top of the circle, works into the corner, baseline right side. Can't get a look at the basket. Up to Fago. Top of the key. Thinking about the two was Bolin. Again, it comes to Bellhauer. Bellhauer Here's a three on the way off the back of the iron, tipped out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Auburn's basketball.
Cam Foster putting one up from deep about 3 feet behind the high school three-point line.
Sometimes when you live by the three, you die by the three, and right now the ball's just not dropping for the Patriots. They put up several three-point attempts and come up empty-handed up here.
And the threes they're taking are deep. They're a few steps behind the line, so they're not probably great takes.
Stats not doing us a lot of good up there on threes. Underneath the basket, Pacel goes up with a shot. Follow shot, put back up, but wait a minute, they're going to have a whistle and a foul on the initial attempt, and kind of unfortunate for the Bulldogs because Prairie made a great move under the basket to get the follow shot and put it down. At the line, Cade Pacel. He'll be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. First one is up, and oh, rolled around and wouldn't fall.
That foul on Lucas Bullen, his first, Patriots second.
That's that ball lead on the rim for the longest time for Cade Pacel. Wouldn't drop. Every free throw so important in a game like this. Second one is up and good. Pacel has his first point of the ball game. 7-0. Auburn has jumped out to the early lead at the 2 minute mark. The Bulldogs lead at 7-0. On the right elbow, here's a long three on the way, short off the rim. Rebound brought down by Ryan Binder, and he got bumped around under there and just flipped the ball back to Cam Binder. Cam in backcourt, goes back to Ryan. He gets it across the timeline. In traffic, comes to Cam. Player on the floor, falling down is Bellhauer. They flip it back to Ryan Binder. Auburn very patient here, Don.
Yeah, again, this zone defense really extending Auburn out high. You're looking to get it to the high post. There it is, the Pacel.
Maverick Binder from the corner. Three, got it! Maverick Binder hits the three from the corner baseline left side. Give the assist to Kate Pacel. Flipping the ball out to a wide-open Maverick Binder.
Textbook way to break that zone defense. Hit the high post, throw it to the corner, and put it up.
10-0. Auburn has jumped out to an early lead here in the ball game. We're nearing the one-minute mark in this first quarter, and Auburn with a 10-point advantage. Now trying to drive to the baseline. Ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Pacel. And now Auburn with a chance to play for one and have a double-digit lead after the first period.
They might. Jim Weeks has come to slow it down.
What a great start in the ballgame here for the Bulldogs. Pacel at the top of the key, waiting for the defender to come and give chase. Out to Ryan Binder, back to Cam Binder. Now Maverick Binder in the corner. Inside, Pacel in the lane. Pacel moves to the basket. Fall-away shot, short. Off the front of the rim, couldn't get it down. Bulldogs maybe wanted to play for one there and didn't. Driving the other way, laying up, off, no good. Rebound, Binder, Ryan Binder with the rebound. Up to Cam Binder, now with 25 seconds to go. We're going to have a foul in backcourt.
Dante Bellhauer pressuring Cam Binder in the backcourt. Comes up with his first foul. That'll be the team's third.
I'm sure that Coach Jim Weeks wants the Bulldogs to play for one here now. You're up 10-0. I thought they'd maybe do it last possession, to be honest with you, but 26 seconds to go. They've got that patented last-second shot that's put up by Cam Binder. We've watched it all season. At the end of each and every period, he attempts a three. Sometimes he fools us and finds Frary standing under the basket. Here we go. Across it comes to Frary, or to Binder, rather. Back across court, Ryan Binder, 14 seconds. Ryan trying to put a move. Foster covering him. Oh, there he breaks to the basket. Here comes Ryan Binder all the way in, driving lay-in. Oh, my. I didn't see it that way. Traveling's going to be called on Ryan Binder. Looks to me
Ryan Binder for traveling. He was dribbling the whole time in the paint. I don't even know.
I'm not sure where that came from.
No way. He was dribbling the whole time.
Well, that's unfortunate. Here we go. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 10-0. Auburn up. Going to be a last-second shot at the end of the quarter. Shot is up, off no good. Doesn't go, and we're going to have him go into the line to shoot two. Well, they almost got out of here without giving up any points, but now stepping to the free throw line, Jacob Eckhart.
I believe that foul's on Daniel Prairie. That's going to be his first personal, also Auburn's first of the half.
5'11 junior shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. And that is the first point of the ball game for the Patriots, and it doesn't come until time had expired here in the first quarter. Second shot is up. It's off. 10-1 our score after one quarter.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it took a foul at the buzzer and a free throw after time expired for the Patriots to get on the board. 10-1 our score, Auburn up after one period.
And Auburn's one of those teams you prepare for their defense, and you know they're aggressive on D, but until you see it firsthand, you've not quite experienced the speed and quickness and everything Auburn does to you defensively, and it showed that with the Patriots struggling to score, not a field goal, 0 for 6 in the field. They launched 5 3-pointers of their 6 attempts, all from pretty deep.
And they had some pretty good looks at that 3-point basket. They were deep, long shots, but just not able to hit any of them. Not a one.
Because Auburn really extends you. They'll extend you on defense, so those threes aren't as close as you want them.
All right. Set to move into second quarter action. Bulldogs will have the basketball. Ryan Binder tosses into Cam Binder. He dribbles patiently still in backcourt. Now across the timeline to the far side, off to Ryan Binder. Up off the bench already, Bellhauer waiting to check back in. All right, Ryan Binder holding the ball. Patient offense here. Patience is the watchword for this Auburn offense so far this morning.
Much like yesterday, you've got Adam Central face guarding Cam Binder over here. We have a turnover.
Yeah, I was down in the corner. They tried to get it to Maverick Binder, and it got knocked off his fingertips right in front of the Patriot bench. So it's turnover for the Bulldogs. Chance to extend their lead goes away with that one. They lose the possession.
We'll have to look next time. I couldn't tell if that was a box and one, a zone with the man-to-man on Binder, or if they're just picking up man and face guarding that heavily.
Cam Foster down court at the top of the key to the right elbow. Boland with the basketball. Handling it there is Slekta. Gives it inside. Foster can't get an open look. Slekta, right elbow. Now in the paint, there's a driving lane up and good by Bellhauer. Dante Bellhauer, the first field goal of the game for the Patriots, comes at the 7:18 mark, and we've got a foul on the Bulldogs.
That foul on Cade Patesel for Auburn, his first, team second. Dante stepping in the line, shooting one.
Trying to complete the and one for the three-point play. Shot is up and good. Dante Bellhauer has 3 points, and our score 10-4 now. Auburn has given up 3 points after opening, leading the ball game 10-0. Opening minute of play, second quarter, first half here, 7:08 to play in this second period.
Yeah, we've got a box and one here again on Cam Binder. He's right in front of us down here in the corner getting face guarded over here by Tyler Schlechta while the rest of the Patriots are playing a zone defense. We've got a four-man game on one side of the floor with Binder over here.
Schlechta now underneath. Ryan Binder has the ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to say that's another turnover. Patriots get the ball back. Ryan Binder got himself in a bind underneath the basket. No place to go with the ball.
Yeah, drove baseline and ran out of room. That's 5 turnovers for Auburn here already in the first half.
All right, 10-4. Bulldogs up by 6. 6:45 to play first half. With the ball, this is Schlechta. Schlechta, right side. All the way in is Foster. He can't get to the basket. Flips it back to Boland on the left wing. Into the corner. Inside. Spin move. Turnaround shot up and off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Frary. Frary outlet pass to Maverick Binder. Binder down court. Gives it to Ryan Binder. 6:20 to go first half. 10-4. Bulldogs with the basketball.
Interesting. This is what Concordia did to Auburn yesterday when Auburn struggled. Is this box and one defense on Binder?
Well, you better believe they were watching that game. There's no doubt about it. Ryan Binder, left wing, to the near side. Maverick Binder into Frary. Back to Ryan. Open look, Binder on the way for three. Couldn't get it. And the rebound to the Patriots. On the dribble down court. On the attack is Lucas Boland. Out to Cam Foster, right side. 5:49 to play first half. 10-4. Bulldogs up by 6. dribbling baseline, driving Lee, and up and good. Tyler Slekta. Slekta with his first 2 points. 10-6, your score. Six unanswered points now for the Patriots after Auburn went up 10-0. There's Ryan Binder. Bulldogs need to get some offense going again now. Kate Batesel between the rings, top of the key, gives it up to Maverick Binder.
Adams Central bench up on its feet.
There's a long three on the way off. No good. Rebound, Maverick Binder. That was put up by Cam Binder. A three from the left elbow. Maverick there for the rebound. Timeout taken on the floor. Auburn on top, 10-6. 5:13 to play in the first half.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Todd, after Auburn held the Patriots scoreless for the first quarter until time had expired, now Auburn has played nearly 3 minutes without scoring here in the second period.
Yeah, a little scoring drought of their own as they've kind of struggled against this box and one that Adam Sitchell came out. Really face guarding Cam Binder. Auburn's leading scorer, Cam Binder, hasn't got a shot off, I don't believe. He hasn't taken a shot yet.
He took 1-3 from out on the left wing that didn't go for him, but that's his only attempt. Maverick Binder will inbound the ball right in front of our table. We're courtside here on Auburn's end of the court. With the ball now is Ryan Binder between the rings. Back to Maverick on the near wing. Bounce pass corner. Ryan finds Maverick. Maverick Binder for three. Off the back of the iron. Too strong. And the rebound down to Slekta. Slekta out to Cam Foster. Foster down court, guarded by Cam Binder. Foster into the paint, flips it to the corner right side. Eckhart. Eckhart in traffic. Stumbled around there a little bit, managed to maintain possession.
Cam Foster's a great player. He loves to get to the hoop, but he's had a ton of trouble getting to the rim with Cam Binder guarding him. That's a great matchup to watch.
Left wing is Bolin with the ball. This is Lucas Bolin. Flips it to Cam Foster. Players on the floor. Foster puts up a long three. Can't get it. Rebound brought down by the Bulldogs, and I think this foul is going to go against the Patriots.
I believe that's going to be on Jacob Eckhart, number 11. That's his first personal, team's fourth.
4:29 to play. First half, second quarter, 10-6. Played nearly 4 minutes of this period without scoring now. The Bulldogs, they led it 10-1 after one quarter. Auburn's basketball. Patesel gives it up to Cam Binder. Binder gets pushed, and another foul is going to be called on the Patriots.
Two quick ones on Jacob Eckhart. He's really pressuring Cam Binder, trying to come up top and pick up the ball in a handoff at the top of the key. That's his second, team's fifth.
4:16 to play first half. 10-6, Auburn up. Bulldogs basketball. They'll play it in on the far side in fourth court. Basil tosses in Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder comes over to Maverick Binder. Meanwhile, Cam Binder is just standing down here in the corner along with Cam Foster. They're not even part of the game. They're just down here watching the contest. Oh, there's a bounce pass. Almost got away from Patesel as Maverick Binder was lucky to get rid of that one. Coach Jim Weeks up shouting instructions. Now with the basketball is Binder all the way into the paint. Driving was Ryan Binder. The ball is tipped away. Ryan gets it out to Cam. The corner. Cam Binder trying to dribble down court. Ball stolen away. Cam Foster. Foster driving, laying up. Missed the layup. Rebound, Dan Ferry. Ferry inbounds it to Maverick Binder. Down court, Cam Binder. Cam Binder on the run. Foster chasing after him. Steals the ball away. A whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on the Patriots.
That one's going to be on Dante Bellhauer. His second personal foul. 16th. He thought he had a clean steal, had Cam Binder.
Yeah, fast-paced basketball. Bulldogs maintained possession after the foul. That was team foul number five, is that right? Or six?
Six.
So the next one, Bulldogs are shooting 1-1. All right, here's Cade Patesel trying to figure out a way to crack this defense. The Bulldogs have not scored in this period. In the corner, left side, Patesel goes to Frary. Frary in traffic. Can't get the shot off. Back up top, Ryan Binder. Binder, little floater in the paint. Off the glass, bank shot. No. Ball is chased after. Loose basketball. Safe from going out of bounds. Cam Binder feeds it to Frary. Oh, great defense. Getting back defensively by Lucas Bowen. Or Frary had a short too.
Yeah, he was underneath. Great pass by Cam Binder. But there's a little too much traffic in there to get the clean bounce pass inside to Frary. Out of bounds. Auburn's ball underneath its own bucket.
Took a big defensive effort by Bowen, though, to prevent Frary from having an easy two under the basket. Down to 2:58 to play in the first half. Second quarter, 10-6. Bulldogs up by four. Cam Binder lobs it up to Ryan Binder across the far side. Goes now to Maverick inside Frary. Look at Frary. Double team, triple team. Takes it in. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Point blank shot underneath. Wouldn't go down. Almost stolen away by Binder. Whistle. Foul is going to be called on Maverick.
Maverick Binder going for the steal here in the backcourt, but couldn't come up with it. That's going to be his first personal foul. Auburn's third team foul of the half. 2:43 left to play. Auburn leading Adams Central 10-6 here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in your Class C1 state championship game.
Tyler Schlechter gets the inbound pass and brings it across the timeline. He'll set the offense now for the Patriots. To the left side, Foster with the basketball. Back to Boland. Across court, right side. This is Eckhart with the basketball. Now dribbling into the paint. Fall away floater in the lane. Up and off, no good. Frary had it. Rebound, Foster took it away. Oh, wait a minute. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on the Bulldogs. Getting the steal was Bellhauer. And he won't be shooting, I don't believe. Who's it on, Todd?
Kate Patzel's going to pick up the foul. That's his second personal. Auburn's fourth of the half.
So to inbound it on the baseline, Tyler Schlechter, 6'2 senior, will toss it inbounds.
Going on 6 minutes here of Auburn not scoring after scoring 10 in the first quarter, held scoreless here in the second.
And still up by four. That's the incredible thing. With the ball is Fago now. Fago gives it up. Schlechter, top of the key. Foster. Ken Foster. Again, left side, Schlechter. There's a long three on the way that's off the back of the iron. Fago rebound in traffic. Follow shot up. Doesn't go. Whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs, and I think we're going to put Fago to the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul's on number four, Ryan Binder for Auburn. His first personal. Team's fifth. Auburn's starting to pick up a few fouls here now.
Fago at the line. Shooting two shots. The first of two is on the way. The shot is up. It is off to the right. No good.
You know, Fago just checked in here a couple minutes ago. He's one of this team's leading scorers at just over 8 points a game. Didn't get a lot of minutes early and just came in.
And he's not even a starter.
Yeah.
Fago ready for his second free throw attempt. 10-6. Bulldogs up by four. 2:07 to go first half. Second shot is up. It's short off. No good. Rebound Frary. Frary. Outlet pass Cam Binder. Cam Binder with an unusual touch of the basketball here. To the left side, Ryan Binder. They put pressure on Ryan. Chasing him at the top of the key is Cam Foster. Now it comes up to Cade Patzel. They back it way out near the mid-court line.
Zone defense again. They haven't hardly gone man at all. All zone so far from Adams Central.
Cross-court pass, Maverick Binder with the ball. Down to Ryan. Looking inside for Frary. Frary just cannot get open to get the basketball. He's guarded by Cam Foster, and Foster's doing a heck of a job under their defense.
That's a mismatch if they can get it to him. Foster can't stop Frary on the post.
Foster and Frary just working each other over down here. Look at the pushing and shoving going on.
A little acting from Cam Foster.
With the basketball on the left wing. Ryan Binder down to Maverick Binder in the corner. Boy, they collapsed on him in a hurry. As soon as Maverick got the basketball, felt like there was three defenders over there. Again up. He goes to Binder. That's Ryan Binder dribbling, trying to penetrate the paint. Nothing there. Here he comes again. All the way. No, flips it out to Patzel. Patzel right in front of our table. Holds the ball into the corner. Ryan Binder, lob pass Frary. Frary off the glass. Oh, he missed it. Follow shot, put back up and good. Frary stuck with it. Daniel Frary has 6 points, and that's the first bucket of the quarter for Auburn with less than a minute to go. 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Auburn up by six, 12-6. They may play for one now. Tyler Schlechter holds the ball near midcourt. Can you believe the Bulldogs played over 7 minutes without scoring?
And 6 points in the first half from Adams Central.
Isn't that incredible? They're going to play for the final shot here. With 22 seconds, clock running down. Auburn just letting Tyler Schlechter stand out here at the midcourt and hold the basketball. Let's see what they make the move.
He'll hand off to Foster here and let Foster work his magic. He's
Foster
a good
with
driver.
The ball. It'll be Cam Binder to cover him. Foster tries to take it inside the paint. Flips it out to Fago. Fago driving. Floater into Foster. Shot is up. No. Rebound Auburn. There's the buzzer. And the Bulldogs get to the halftime locker room with a six-point lead in a low-scoring contest. 12-6, our score at the half.
We'll take a two-minute break here and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our halftime report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, thank you, Todd, and this may be one of my shortest scoring recaps of my career. At the half, unbelievably, our score, Auburn 12, Adams Central 6, here in a state championship basketball game. Individually for Adams Central, Dante Bellhauer had a field goal and one free throw. He leads the scoring for the Patriots with 3 points. Adding two was Tyler Slekta on a lay-in field goal, and Jacob Eckhart went one of two from the line at the end of the first quarter for his single point for the total of six for the Patriots. From the charity stripe, the Patriots went 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring now for the Auburn Bulldogs. Daniel Frary leads the way. He has 6 points. Maverick Binder added 3 on a tray. Ryan Binder with 2, and Cade Faisal 1 out of 2 from the line for 1. From the free throw line, charity stripe, Auburn 1 out of 2 in the first half. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Adams Central Patriots. Our halftime score is 12-6. Right now we're being entertained by the Auburn Bulldog cheerleaders. They're performing their state championship winning routine here in the Pinnacle Bank Arena. They are the 4-time defending state champions in state cheerleading competition, and it's easy to see why when you watch them out here performing. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout and then give you an update on the weather forecast. Sounds like we've got some moisture moving in. That's coming up. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with third quarter action. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs State Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman with your weather for the tri-state area. Showers are likely across the region for the afternoon hours with a high in the lower 50s. East winds will be breezy at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. As we do move into tonight, look for showers and storms. Lows around 43 degrees with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 miles per hour. For Sunday, showers and storms continue with heavy rainfall possible. Highs around 47 degrees with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. On Sunday night, rain will be likely. Lows around 39 degrees with another chance of rain for your Monday. Otherwise cloudy and a high temperature near 52. On Monday night, we'll see rain chances tapering off, giving way to cloud cover. Lows around 33 degrees, becoming partly sunny for your Tuesday and a high near 55. Rain chances Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Fall City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Fall City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula alongside Todd Gatula. We're back at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's halftime. The score, Auburn 12 and the Patriots 6. And no, folks, it's not a 7th grade tournament. This is the C1 State Championship. A defensive battle out there, Todd. You've got a few more stats to share.
Yeah, a few stats that kind of stand out. Neither team shooting it particularly well. Auburn, after coming out, hitting 4 of its first 5 shots. They're 5 for 13 from the field there in the first half for 38%. Adams Central really struggling to put the ball in the hoop. They're 2 for 14 from the field, 0 for 7 from the three-point line, shooting just 14% for the game. So if you like offense, come back later, because this isn't the game where you're going to get it. We were joking a little bit before we came here on the air. Last night, the Class A semifinal, Bellevue West and Creighton Prep. Bellevue West won that 95-94, 189 points in the late game last night. So a much different atmosphere here this morning for this Class C1 championship.
We're going to have to step it up a little to get anywhere near that, aren't we? Hey, for folks, if you're watching here and get a chance to see that halftime show, let me assure you that Auburn won the halftime. great routine put up by the gals here, by the Patriots. But let me tell you, the Auburn ladies came out and performed their routine that they won the 4th state consecutive state championship with, and it was impressive.
Yeah, really good bunch and a great routine. And what a bunch of success Auburn High School's had this year. A strong girls team, the boys back here, the cheer and dance team. There's some other programs doing well. Football made the state playoffs. So just a lot of success at Auburn. That success breeds success.
They got a thing they call the Bulldog Way, and that exemplifies it.
Yeah, and that helps put this game in perspective. All the joking about the low scoring aside, Auburn here is just 16 minutes away from a third straight state championship. That's the eye on the prize they have, and I don't think Jim Weeks or this Auburn team cares at all about the score if they can get that trophy.
If you'd have told me that Auburn would have 2 quarters during state tournament play in which they would only score 2 points, that's what happened in the 3rd quarter yesterday. Today it was in the 2nd quarter. If you'd have told me that would happen and they'd still be playing for a championship, no way.
Yeah, just unbelievable the offensive struggles they've had. But, you're up 6 and they play good defense. If that's the kind of game it's going to be, then Jim Weeks will welcome that all day long.
But I don't think you can count on the Adams Central Patriots continuing at that 14% rate from the field. I don't think you can count on that. Auburn's going to have to get some points on the board.
Auburn was 1 for 4 from the three-point line. They're a good shooting team and had a couple opportunities. They just can't really get in the rhythm a little bit. They're just kind of a little bit scattered, but Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder, Cam, they can all knock down the threes, and they need to open up the offense a little bit, spread it out, try to get it inside the Frary, maybe hit the high post, get some things moving. If they can knock a couple threes down, that'll loosen up that defense of Adams Central.
Fun to look across the way and see how animated the coaches are over here while Auburn's taking their final warm-up shots here, getting ready to move into third quarter action. Jim Weeks had his assistant coaches huddled up down here at the end of the bench, and they were having quite an animated discussion, planning out strategies, and now Coach Weeks has his starters sitting on the bench getting their final instructions. It'll be Cam Binder, Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder, Cade Patel, and Dan Ferry, the same 5 that started the game. Same 5 starters also for the Patriots. Selecta Bowen, Eckhart, Bellhauer, and Foster on the floor for Adams Central. 12-6, our halftime score. Here we go, getting set to move into third quarter action. Auburn trying to win their 3rd consecutive state championship in Class C1 here at the Nebraska State High School basketball tournament. Ready to get underway. Patriots will have the basketball. Eckhart inbounds, puts it into Foster. Cam Foster, bounce pass, left elbow. Goes to Selecta with the ball, back up top to Cam Foster. He dribbles to the left side of the lane, flips it back again to Selecta. Selecta in traffic, down to Foster for 3 from the corner. Got it! Well, there it is. He got the 3 out of the corner, and that's what you didn't want to see happen here for the Bulldogs, is for Cam Foster to come out and score, and that's what he did, putting up the 3 from down deep. Now the Bulldogs, their lead cut to 3 at 12-9. Down court setting their offense. This is Maverick Binder, right wing. Takes a couple of dribbles, turns the ball over. Tried to put it down to Ryan Binder. The ball is stolen by Bolin. Bolin has the ball, puts up a long 3 that's off, no good. And boy, are the Bulldogs lucky that one didn't fall. That could have been a game changer. with the rebound to Cade Basil, gives it up to Cam Binder. Auburn's going to need to watch their passing here now. They can't afford turnovers like the last trip down the floor. 12-9, Auburn by 3. Basil, lob pass into the corner. Binder, Ryan Binder, right back up top to Basil. He's going to, thought about the 3. I almost called him taking that one. He faked me out. Back to Binder in the corner. Lob pass, Prairie. Prairie, looking to the left side. Now back up top to Basil. Bulldogs trying to crack this defense. Around to Maverick Binder, left wing. Maverick dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Cade Basil. Maverick Binder for 3. Got it! The freshman, Maverick Binder, his second three-pointer of the morning. Makes it 15-9. The lead is back to 6. This is Cam Foster with the basketball. Cameron Foster. We watched him play a lot of ball this summer with the Nebraska Warriors. He's a good one, let me tell you. Gives the ball off to his teammate, Bolin. Bolin hands up to Slekta. Now Slekta tries to get around Binder. Can't get there. Here's a 2 on the way. Off the rim doesn't go. Rebound underneath Ryan Binder. Launching that 2 was Lucas Bolin.
Yeah, Ryan Binder having a nice game. Nice state tournament for the Bulldogs. Nice hustle play to get the rebound.
This is Ryan holding the basketball between the rings. Auburn up by 6, 15-9, trying to extend that lead. A 6-point lead is big in this ball game so far, as low a scoring as it has been. In the corner, trapped down there a little bit is Patel. Back up to Maverick Binder. Maverick into traffic, kicks it to the left corner. Almost knocked away from Ryan Binder. Wait a minute, what do we got here?
Cam Binder's really upset with the officials there. He's talking to him a lot. He's getting held and pushed and shoved. And Cam's giving the official an earful about what's going on in defense.
Ball knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. Auburn will retain possession. Cam Binder inbounds to Ryan Binder. Lob pass in the corner. Patel, lob pass, Prairie. Prairie, double team, triple team. Goes up with a shot. Wait a minute. Got to get an offensive foul here, I think.
Yeah, Prairie posting up, caught it, lowered his shoulder, knocked the defender down in the post. If he's going up, he's going to get called for the offensive foul. His second personal, team's first of the half.
As much as you hate to see that, if you're the defender, you're going to remember that the next time you step in front of him.
They're collapsing now, and he catches in the post. 3 guys collapse down.
There's a lob pass underneath, stolen away by Prairie. They were trying to catch Slekta on a give and go down the lane. Prairie intercepted the pass, pulled it down. Outlet pass comes to Ryan Binder. We're coming up on the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter, 15-9. Bulldogs up by 6. Maverick Binder in the corner has the ball deflected away and stolen. Fast break the other direction. Goes Slekta, driving lay-in up. Off, rebound, tipped in, back put up by Bellhauer. Bellhauer was there for the tip-in. That's a pair of turnovers on that far right side now that has cost the Bulldogs.
Yeah, 2.5, 8 turnovers for Auburn in the game as opposed to just 2 for Adams Central.
Now Ryan Binder with the basketball up to Maverick Binder, top of the key. Maverick feeling bad about that last pass, I'm sure. Gets into Prairie. Prairie, lob pass underneath. Ryan Binder gives up to Patel. Patel works to the corner. Underneath baseline, he's in trouble. He had to throw the ball off of one of the defenders, off of Slekta, just to keep possession of the ball for the Bulldogs.
Nice hustle play by Cade there. Auburn really trying to attack inside. Now they're going to
Prairie. Don't be surprised to see a little alley-oop here. Okay, they do come up top with it to Prairie. They've been known to inbound that pass to Prairie under the basket and have him go right up with the shot. 15-11. Oh, there's another bad pass over on the corner and yet another turnover. Big opportunity for the Patriots. All the way in, driving lay-in, blocked away by Prairie. He got stuffed into next week there with the ball on the left side. They bring it back to the top of the key up to Foster. Big defensive play there by Daniel Prairie. Foster comes to the near side to Slekta with the ball. Slekta tries to work against Patel. Can't get an open look. Back to the top of the key. They come back up to Foster with the ball. Again, Cam Foster with the basketball. Left wing. Gives off to Slekta. Slekta at the free throw circle. No shot there. Now goes in. Knocks a defender down. And then lays it off the glass and got away with it. Cam Binder was left sprawling on the floor. It's a 2-point ball game. 15-13. Timeout, Auburn.
We'll take a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Bellhauer got away with one, in my opinion, here on the baseline. He shoved Cam Binder with the forearm, knocked him to the floor, and then went up and laid it off the glass for the easy two. Not a lot unlike the play on the other end in which Dan Furry was called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, and Jim Weeks for Auburn, head coach, is letting him have it.
This is where someone in the stands yells, "Come on, ref, call it both ways." I know we've heard that somewhere, right? I say that with the referee right in front of
Jim
him.
Weeks
realizes we're joking.
Still giving it to him over here.
Yeah, he's having
that whole timeout.
Yeah, a big animated conversation with the official through that whole timeout. Jim Weeks let his displeasure be known. 3:25 to play, third quarter, 15-13. After jumping out to a 10-0 lead, the Bulldogs have had their lead cut now to two. Cade Faisal will inbound the ball right in front of our table. We're waiting for the TV timeout to end here. Faisal will inbound it. The official hands him the basketball, tosses into Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder across the division line into forecourt, sets up the offense. Maverick Binder back to Ryan. There was a dangerous pass right there. Just a little bit lazy on that pass to Ryan. Could have been picked off. Back up to Maverick Binder for three. It's short. Rebound, Frary. Frary comes down with the ball. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, Daniel Frary just picked up his third personal, Todd.
Auburn can't get a call right now.
Yeah.
Third personal on Frary. On Auburn.
Frary was taller than the other people and was up there getting the ball, jumping higher, and got called for the foul. All right, chance to tie the game now for the Patriots. Here's a three. Foster, it's off, no good. Rebound, did you see that? Cade Faisal, he just screened select to clear out into the stands. They were way off the playing floor with the ball. Here comes the Bulldogs down court. Ryan Binder with the dribble. Fago comes out to chase him, up to Maverick Binder, back, finds Ryan. Ryan and Maverick play catch.
Cam Binder, I believe, still just one shot into the game.
Yeah.
Auburn's going to score only one shot.
Right.
They really got to get him going.
1 3-point attempt is all he's had. Ryan Binder in the paint. Moves up. Shot. Floater. Got it. Ryan Binder, a nice little spin move. Turnaround. He's got 4 points, and the Bulldogs' lead is back to four at 17-13. All right, now the Patriots run their offense. Three on the way, off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Frary had the rebound, then had the ball tipped away from him by one of the Patriot defenders. The ball will stay with the Bulldogs.
Boy, this zone defense, Adam Central, is really causing Auburn fits. They're face guarding Cam Binder, and they're really packing that zone in, extending it out. Auburn's doing everything it can to try to get it inside to Frary, maybe get some drives baseline. They've got to try to hit that high post, maybe get something cheap down low.
You know, they watched that Concordia game yesterday and trying to emulate that if they can here. This is Ryan Binder with the ball to Maverick. Ryan, oh, there was Furry for just a moment. He had a window, but that can collapse pretty quick. Binder up to Maverick Binder. Maverick and underneath. Oh, Pacel almost lost it. Chased the ball down, did a good job. Tried to play it off the defender. Ball is tipped up loose. Grabbed up Cam Binder. Cam Binder with the basketball. Holds it at the top of the key, waiting to set the offense. Cam didn't want to do anything foolish with it there. He just waited and held the ball until they could get his teammates back up court. They may look at playing for one here again. A minute 22 to go. The turnovers have been a little bit of a problem here in this period for the Bulldogs and in this game.
Starting to look like first one to 20 wins.
Yeah, it does.
Noon ball.
All right. Hit the ball on the right side. Maverick Binder for three. Got it! Maverick Binder with his third three-pointer of the morning. Gives Auburn a 7-point advantage once again at 20-13. Less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. 56 seconds on the clock. Timeout, Patriots.
Auburn leading 20-13 here. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
55.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, just under a minute to play third period. Auburn has pulled back up by 7 on the heels of a couple of three-point baskets in this period by Maverick Binder. The freshman is the leading scorer right now for Auburn, Todd. He's got 3 trays for 9 points.
Yeah, Maverick playing really well as some of the rest of the Auburn scorers struggling to get going here, but Maverick stepping up big time in a big stage.
Under a minute to play in the third quarter. This is the Class C1 2021 Boys State Championship game. We're at Pinnacle Bank Arena, downtown Lincoln. My name is Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula alongside Scott Cox, our producer-engineer for this morning. The first of 3 state championship broadcasts we have for you today here on Sunny. We'll talk more about that later. Back to live action. Patriots basketball. Inbound the ball to Slekta. Slekta dribbles it to the top of the circle. Comes to the near side. Hands the ball to Bellhauer. Top of the key, Eckhart. Now Foster with the basketball. Cam Foster. Guarded by Cam Binder. Cam on Cam here. Foster flips it out to the left wing to Slekta. Apparently they're going to just run the clock down and play for 1 here, trailing by 7. That's not all bad. They want to run the clock out, down to 28. That's a half a minute less they'll have to try and play catch-up. Auburn just standing back and letting them run the clock down with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Auburn is up by 7.
Probably going to have Slekta or maybe Cam Foster, the ball in their hands, look to just drive and dish or
now
to the
move
rim.
At 10 seconds, Tyler Slekta, they try to set a pick for him. Slekta. Ball is tipped away. Auburn comes up with it. Wait a minute. Got a foul. Going to be called on the Bulldogs.
Kate Patesel. And that's his third personal foul. That's a pretty big foul. Auburn's only their third of the half, but Patesel picking up his third.
5.3 seconds to play. Patesel will set out with 3 here. Ryan Dixon checks in to replace him to try and get out of this period with no more fouls on Patesel. Plus a chance to get a few extra seconds of breathing here. Inbounding the ball on the far side with 5.3 seconds. They get it into Foster. Foster guarded by Binder. Dribbles all the way. Driving layup. Ball stripped away. Knocked out of bounds. 1.2 seconds to go. No foul called. Now they'll try and lob it in for a catch and a little alley-oop here. Cam Foster will inbound it. Waiting. Into the corner. Long off-balance 3, off no good, and after 3 quarters, the Bulldogs lead it 20-13.
We'll take a 1-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. 20-13, your Auburn Bulldogs up by 7 with 8 minutes left to play in this championship game as Auburn seeks a three-peat in Class C1 championship basketball. I'm Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula alongside. Todd, I can't wait.
Yeah, 8 minutes away from a third straight state championship.
All of Auburn has to be here. I wonder who's left in Auburn to listen to us, because you look across the way here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the far side is filled with folks in red, and they are fired up.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Pinnacle Bank Arena, there's even some fans on the upper levels, the 200, 300 level sections. It's the lower bowl's full.
All right. Bulldogs will have the basketball for the inbound pass, and they have the first possession. Ryan Binder falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Going to be tied up, and the possession arrow is going to point toward the Patriots. So Auburn opens the quarter with a turnover. That's not what you want to have happen.
11 turnovers for the Bulldogs in this game, just 3 for Adams Central.
Think about it, John, when a game is this close and this low a scoring, every possession is so valuable. All right, down court. Tyler Slekta with the ball to the right side. Cameron Foster. Foster works against Finder. Can't get a look at it. Flips it out instead to Bolin. Now Bolin inside the paint. They're running a little different offensive attack. Ball away, jump shot won't go. Even the bunnies won't drop. Slekta tried to put it up, and then out of frustration, Slekta commits a personal.
That'll be Tyler's first personal. I believe just Adams Central's first of the half.
So with 7:34 to go in the ball game, Auburn up by 7. They'll have the basketball against full court pressure. Cade Patesel to inbound. Comes into Frary. Across court, they'll let Cam Binder bring the ball up court. They're going to try and trap him over there. Back to Ryan Binder on the near side. Ryan didn't take it on across the line when he could have. Now they get it to Frary into the corner. Maverick Binder, he's double-teamed and trapped down in the corner on the right side. Maverick's in trouble, and I believe Auburn's going to have to call a timeout to save the possession.
30-second timeout. We'll have a timeout on the floor with Auburn leading 20-13, 7:18 left in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the situation at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 7:18 to play in the championship game. It's 20-13. Auburn on top. Bulldogs will inbound the ball. Inbound the pass comes into Dan Frary. He holds the ball a minute. Under the basket, there's Maverick Binder. Oh, he tried to go up with a shot. I think he's fouled, though. Maverick Binder, the freshman, he's going to be at the line shooting two here.
Yeah, and that foul's going to be on Jacob Eckhart, his third personal, team's second team foul. Nice job by Maverick finding an opening down there.
Maverick Binder shooting two. He can get into double figures here. He has 9. He's currently the leading scorer. First free throw is up. Oh, couldn't get it. The freshman will have another attempt. Maverick Binder, another free throw attempt coming here. If he can get this, it'll be the biggest lead of the game outside of the 10-0 start. Shot is up and good. This is the biggest lead they've had in a while. Up by 8 now are the Bulldogs at 21-13, and that's at the 7-minute mark to play in the basketball game. This is Cam Foster with the dribble. Foster trying to figure out a way to crack this Bulldog defense. Drives against Binder. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked. And I think they're going to get Cam. He stood straight up with his arms.
That'll be Cam's first personal foul, team's fourth of the half.
All right, that's going to send to the free throw line. Cam Foster, 6-foot senior, averages 10 points a ball game. Cam has 3 so far this morning. Free throw is up and good. He hit it. He's now got 4 points in the game. Cam Foster, ready for his second free throw attempt. He has just pulled the Patriots back to within 7. He can make it a 6-point contest if he hits this one. Foster, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up, and it is in and out of there. Won't go. Rebound down to Cade Patesel. Patesel did a good job of protecting that basketball with a lot of pressure on him there by Bellhauer. Still in backcourt is Binder. Now Cam Binder gets it across the timeline. A rare touch of the basketball by Cam Binder. He just hadn't seen the ball today. All right, in the corner, Maverick Binder. Oh, made a nice move to the basket. Shot is up and good. What a move by the freshman. He faked the 3 down in the corner, got the defender up in the air, dribbled around him, drove the baseline, shot the ball through a defender, scored with it, drew the foul, and he finds himself back at the line.
That foul's on Jacob Eckhart for Adams Central, his 4th. So he's going to exit the game with his 4th personal.
That brings in Fago. We'll check in to replace Eckhart. At the line, Maverick Binder. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line so far today. Here shooting the and one. The shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. He got it. Maverick Binder, the freshman, has just put the Bulldogs back up by 10, 24-14, equaling their biggest lead of the game. All right, now the Patriots need to score. pretty important that they get something this time. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice reach to the basket by Bellhauer. Well, that didn't take long for the Patriots to answer there. Full court press now here by the Patriots. Frary holds the ball, starts up court. He's going to bring it across the timeline himself. I bet Frary's feeling awfully frustrated. He just hasn't got to touch the ball much either underneath.
He really packed in that zone. But right now, you kind of got to look for Maverick Brinder, the freshman, really stepping up, making some huge plays here.
He's going to remember his freshman state tournament, that's for sure, no matter what happens. Here's Pacel under the basket. He's in traffic. He's in trouble. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked. And the ball is grabbed up loose. Falling to the floor. Stolen away. Cam Binder. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't see any contact there. I didn't see any contact there. He fell to the floor.
Adam Central ball handler just kind of tripped over his own feet and went down, and Pacel happened to be standing nearby. So
Oh, my.
He gets the phantom foul.
So on Pacel, that's his fourth, right?
It is his fourth. Auburn crowd is
Wow, they're livid about that one. I didn't see any contact there. Looked to me like he fell on his own. With the ball in the corner, is Slekta. Slekta backs it out on the elbow to the near side. Into the hands of Lucas Bolin. Underneath Fago. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound. Who else? Maverick Binder. That kid is playing out of his mind here right now. Maverick Binder, the freshman. Back to big brother, Cam Binder. Again, it comes back to Cam from Maverick. Cam Binder, they're reaching in on him. He needs the help. Coming out to get him, Frary. Frary, bounce pass. Back to Cam Binder. Coming up on the five-minute mark to play in the ballgame. Maverick Binder is double-team, triple-team. Whistle and a reach-in foul.
That one's going to be on Cam Foster, his second reaching in out there at the top. Fourth team foul for Adam Central. 5:03 left to play. Auburn 24, Adam Central 16.
24-16 with 5:03 to play, as Todd told you. Wow, what a ball game. Frary gets the inbound pass. In the game right now for Auburn is Brett Baltensperger. They're resting Cade Basil with four personals on the bench.
That's interesting. 5 minutes left. Dante Bauhauer picks up his third foul. He fouled Frary on purpose there. What they're doing is they only have five fouls.
Here's Frary all the way driving. Got it. Great job, Daniel Frary. He found a lane. He found a seam. The little flip backhanded lay-in from the left side is stolen again by Frary. Frary's going to take it in again and get nailed. No, he laid it up and got it. Back-to-back lay-ins by Daniel Frary. Frary just kind of blew this thing open. Up by 12. 28-16. 4:38 to go. Timeout taken on the floor by Adams Central.
We'll take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, with 4:38 to play in the championship ball game, jumped out to their biggest lead of the game, 28-16, courtesy of two steals and breakaway lay-ins by Daniel Frary. Suddenly, Frary's in double figures with 10 points. If the Bulldogs go on to win this thing, Todd, this will be remembered as a turning point of the contest at the 4:38 mark.
Yeah, quite a little run there. And anytime you can score 4 points the way this game's going, 4 6-points is a huge run. Right now, a 12-point lead kind of feels like 100 if you're Adams Central.
Yeah, it really does. It's all going to come down to when Adams Central gets forced into taking the threes, whether or not they can hit them. They haven't so far today. They've just shot the ball horrendously here. The shooting has not been good. With the ball is Slekta. Top of the key. Boy, he's patient. Down by 12. 4.5 minutes. Seconds ticking away. Bellhauer up top to Slekta. Slekta goes to Bellhauer on the left elbow. Bellhauer comes to the near side again to Slekta. Tyler Slekta gives a ball. Here's a three on the way. Got it! Big three by Lucas Bolin. And that's his first basket. And suddenly that 12-point lead is back to a single-digit nine. That's what you got to be afraid of, that they're forced into the threes and they start hitting them there, Todd. Now timeout's going to be taken by Auburn. We're at the four-minute mark, 28-19, Bulldogs up by nine. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena for 4 minutes of what has to be Auburn Bulldog basketball history here. Looking for the third consecutive state championship. It's a 28-19 ball game, a 9-point lead. And Todd, as I said, when they force the Patriots into popping those threes, it's all going to come down into whether or not they can hit them. A minute ago, Lucas Boland showed us that they can. They haven't shot that well today here so far. Auburn has the basketball, a 9-point lead and 4 minutes to play. Inbound the ball, Patriots back in the game now in place of Maltensberger. Here comes to Cam Binder. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Ryan Binder down court. And a foul is going to be called in backcourt. You know, if they're going to put four defenders down here under the basket, somebody's going to be waiting at the other end to score buckets here.
The Adams Central being really aggressive coming up here in the front court.
Who's that on? I didn't
that was on Lucas Bullen, his first, team six of the half.
All right, inbound the ball to Cam Binder. Cam starts down the right sideline. Foster tries to reach in on him to slap the ball away. Can't get the steal. They're going to turn this defense up a notch here. Up shouting instruction again. Binder has the ball taken away, and they're going to get Cam for a foul. They stole the ball. Foster got the steal, and then Cam Binder is called for a foul, and that's not what you want to see happen if you're a Bulldog fan.
Yeah, he was getting double-teamed out there, lost control, and Adams Central come back the other way, kind of dove for it to kind of pick up the cheap one.
That's team foul six, I think, now on both teams, and we'll be in the 1-1 next time a foul is committed. Here's Cam Foster trying to dribble underneath the corner. Into the corner, long three on the way. It's off the rim, bounces around. Freire, high in the air, comes down with the rebound. Double team, triple team, they're slapping at him. We're going to walk clear to the other end and put Freire at the free throw line. 28-19, Auburn up by nine. The clock is down to 3:25 to go here in this state championship ball game. And Todd, how big are these free throws? Man.
Yeah, Freire stepping to the line.
It's a psychological thing if you can get back to a double-digit lead here. Shooting 1-1 is Daniel Freire. The senior looks to the hoop. Shot on the way. It's short off the front of the rim, and Fago has the rebound. Would not go down. Clock running, 3:19 to go in the ballgame. Down court comes Schlechta. Schlechta gives it up again to Foster. Cam Foster, left elbow. Into the corner, left side. That's Schlechta with the ball. Top of the key, Fago. Fago, almost getting the steal there with Binder. Lob pass to Fago. Driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound, Freire. Oh, man, the fans are going to want to foul on that one here from Adams Central. Fago kind of got worked over. Down court comes Binder with the ball. Cam Binder. Cam underneath, feeds it to Freire. Lay it up and good. Cam Binder with the assist. Daniel Freire has scored six straight points now for the Bulldogs. Here's a three on the way. Foster off, no good. Rebound, Freire. Dan Freire's taking things over right now.
So something interesting here. Now we have a minute to catch our breath and explain. With Adams Central down 11 and 2.5 minutes left, they're already starting to foul and put Auburn at the free throw line. And just to be transparent, they're fouling Freire, not the best free throw shooter on this Auburn team. So they're trying to make it a possession game already with 2.5 minutes left. They're already fouling, try to get the ball back with down 11, 2:38 to go.
Daniel Freire has 12 points in the ball game. He's 0 for 1 from the line so far today. Front end of the 1-1. Shot is up. It is off, no good. Ball tipped by Fago. Fago saves it. Gets it back. The possession comes back quickly down court with the ball. Schlechta, long three. Schlechta got it. Bank shot off the glass. Schlechta hits a three off the glass. The lead is down to 8. Cam Binder is triple teamed. You got to have something happening here. And now Cam Binder's going to go to the line.
And the Adams Central coaching staff is going crazy. We don't want to foul him.
That's not the one to foul. No. All right. Cam Binder's going to be at the line. Cam has been held scoreless today in this ball game. As far as I know, he's only shot the ball one time. He had a three-point attempt in the first quarter. Cam Binder shooting 1-1. 2:20 to go. Shot is up. It's good. Binder delivers from the free throw line. Cam Binder, 6-foot senior, playing his final game in an Auburn Bulldog uniform here today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The lead is 9 with 2:20 to go. Cam Binder, second free throw attempt. Got it! He hit them both. Auburn is up by 10 once again. 32-22, your score. 2:19 to play. Clock winding down. 3 on the way. Off the iron. Rebound. Frary high in the air. Gets it off to Binder. They're pushing people clear out of bounds. Binder ended up with the ball. Who got the foul here? It's going to go on the Patriots. We're going to shoot 1-1 at the other end.
The foul's going to be on Jacob Eckhart, his fifth. So he fouls out today for the Patriots with 1 point in the game. And again, Daniel Frary coming out with the board, going to get fouled and step to the line with a chance to extend this 10-point Auburn lead.
Frary has 12 points right now. Let's see, what's Maverick Binder? Binder's got 13, I think.
Probably more importantly at this point, Ferry's 0 for 2 from the line.
Yeah, 0 for 2 at this point. Shooting 2 shots now, was that? No, shooting 1-1. No, they're signaling 2. All right.
In the bonus.
All right, shot is up. Got it.
Clutch.
Yeah. Daniel Frary with a huge free throw. The lead is 11. A lot of basketball to play. As our friend John Baylor says, still a lot of wood to chop here. But it's starting to look a little better. Frary's second shot. Oh, it's short. Fago has the rebound. All right, the lead is 11. We're coming up on the two-minute mark to go. Fago, right side, top of the key, dribbling in, driving lay-in, up and good. Put in by Slekta. Auburn almost made that a little too easy for him. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:01 to go in the ballgame. 33-24, Bulldogs up by 9. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
You know, Todd, I was just thinking the introduction of the three-point basket to this game has sure changed the complexion of the whole competition, hasn't it? Here's the inbound pass for the Bulldogs. They get it into Cam Binder. He's double-teamed underneath the basket. Cam trying to get rid of the ball or draw a foul. Well, wait a minute. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn to preserve the possession. I saw this movie yesterday. They were inbounding the ball to Cam Binder into the basket. The team from Concordia was trying to foul him, and the ref wouldn't call it. Same thing here. Auburn had to use the timeout to maintain possession of the basketball. I think this is just a 30, so we're not going to break away here. The clock is inside of 2 minutes to play. The clock is Auburn's friend right now, under 2 minutes. 33-24, and I'd just like to say at this juncture, Todd, what a pleasure it's been to bring these ball games to our listeners in the Auburn School District and in all of southeast Nebraska, for that matter. Folks listening all around the country on mscsports.net, we're glad to have you in with us. If you're having as much fun at home, listen to this one, as Todd and I are here courtside, we're all having a good time today. It's the Class C1 Boys State Championship game. Auburn in this game for the third consecutive year. They have back-to-back championships under their belt, looking for their third championship in a row. But a lot of basketball to be played. We both know that a lot can happen in a minute 55.
Sign in the Auburn fan section, gold never gets old.
I hope so. Here we go. The ball belongs to the Bulldogs. Cade Pazel will inbound it. He'll stand underneath the basket, looking down court to Frary. Here they come. Binder taking it all the way. Cam Binder feeds it underneath. Ryan Binder tries to go with a shot. No foul. No foul? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. When Ryan Binder went up with a shot, there was 10 kinds of contact under there. The ball went out of bounds. I don't think we had a foul call, so they're not shooting one and one. But another possession that got away on what looked like it was going to be a sure two there for Auburn with the two-on-one fast break. Back the other direction come the Patriots. They're going to be firing threes. It's going to be raining three-pointers. Spin move in the paint. Off. That one shot up and good. Lucas Bolin got it down. Timeout taken, and suddenly everything has changed here. A minute 38 to go, 33-26. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Todd, after that double overtime win over Concordia, the Bulldogs can't say they haven't been here before. They know this building. They know about pressure basketball. Let's see if they can survive the next minute and 38 seconds and get out of here with a third consecutive championship. When play is resumed, the ball belongs to the Auburn Bulldogs. Kate Pacel will inbound it. Full court pressure being applied. Pacel throws it into Frary. Frary on the sideline, fouled immediately. They're just going to keep putting Dan Frary to the line. And they've done their homework. They know what the percentages are from the free throw line. So Frary will be back at the line. He is hit. Let's see. I've got him 1 out of 4 from the line today. Here he'll be shooting. Are we in the double? Yes, we are. Shooting two. Daniel Frary to shoot two free throws. The first shot is on the way. It is up. It is off. Will not go. Another attempt coming for Dan Frary. 33-26. Auburn up by 7. A lot of time left. A minute 37 on the clock. Frary ready for his second free throw. It's on the way. It's up. It is off. No good. Finkel with the rebound. Couldn't get him. Down court in a hurry. Slekta for a long three. Got it. Slekta hits the three. 4-point ball game. Inbound the pass. Ryan Binder starts down court. Long pass. Tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds over there by Bellhauer. And suddenly the lead is down to 4. A 2-possession game. A minute 21 to play. They're going to inbound the ball. They're going to let Frary get open to try and foul him again, probably. Pressure being applied. Waiting to lob it in. It comes into Frary. They'll foul him immediately. Fago on the foul. Boy, the pressure now is on Frary, and it starts to get in your head a little bit. Anybody that's played this game knows the situation the young man is in.
Yeah, he just flat-out struggled from the free throw line.
And it's not like they're not sitting there on the rim. They just won't go. Free throw on the way is up. It's good! Boy, let's hope that builds some confidence and he can put another one down.
Yeah, at some point, just matter of percentages, one's going to drop
three. The lead is 5, 34-29, a minute 20 to play in the ballgame. Frary's free throw is up, and off, no good. They go with the rebound. The lead is 5, a minute 15, with the ball in the paint, top of the key. Foster dribbles all the way in, feeds it underneath. Shot is up, doesn't go. Ball is loose, rebound, follow shot up, lane, and up and good by Slekta. Inbound pass, they get it into Binder. Binder starts up court, they foul him. Now we're going to put Cam Binder to the line where he'll shoot to, and this has turned into a test on whether the Bulldogs can make free throws here, Todd, is what it's all about.
Well, Cam Binder's the guy you want the line if you're an Auburn fan, for sure. That foul on Cam Foster, his third. That's what Auburn needs to do, get the ball in Cam Binder's hands.
Lead is down to 3 now, folks, 34-31.
The one-possession game.
101 to go in the ballgame. Cam Binder, free throw, got it! Cam Binder, he's 3 for 3 from the line for 3 points today. He'll have another one coming here. He can make it. It is a two-possession game. We're up by 4. Shot is on the way. Got it! He hit them both. Cam Binder made them both. He's 4 for 4, and the lead is 5. Make him touch the ball, guys. Get up there. All right. 1 minute to play. We're under a minute to go. Auburn up by 5. Handling the ball is Slekta. Top of the key, Foster. Foster wants to go into the paint. Driving lay-in. Up. Got it. Cam Foster with a driving lay-in. Put it off the glass. Got it down. Inbound the pass. Maverick Binder. He starts down court, and they grab Maverick. Now we're going to put the freshman to the line. Foul's going to be called on Cam Foster, his fourth. Clock, meanwhile, is down to 43.6 seconds to go, but the lead is only three now. Ryan Binder, or rather Maverick Binder, needs one of these two to make it at least a two-possession ball game. Maverick's had a good ball game. He's two out of three from the line. Shot is up, off, no good. He needs this one for a three-point basket to tie our ball game. Maverick Binder takes aim. Shot is up. Got it. He hit that one. Maverick Binder makes it a four-point contest. Down to 40 seconds to play. In the paint. Driving for the left side of the lane. Here's Foster. Foster working on Binder. Can't get a look. Top of the key. Comes back up with it to Bolin. Bolin gives it left wing. Out to Slekta. Slekta. A lot of time running off. Long three. Off. No good. Rebound. Frary. Frary gives the ball off to Cam Binder. Long down court pass. Behind the defense, Ryan Binder lay it up and good. Ryan Binder with the lay-in. It's a six-point ball game. 13 seconds to go. Long three is up. Off, no good. Rebound fought for. Coming out of there with it is Ryan Binder. Binder down court. He'll be fouled. Folks, you heard it here first. It's looking good for the Bulldogs, baby. 6.7 seconds to go. Auburn is up by six. 39-33. And we're going to put Ryan Binder to the free throw line. He can pretty much seal this puppy. If he hits either one of these free throws, he can give the Bulldogs a three-possession lead. I feel a three-peat coming on here, Todd. Binder's free throw is up. It's good. Ryan Binder nails the free throw. Auburn with a three-possession lead, and they just brought out the white flag. Here come the subs checking in for the Patriots of Adams Central. Auburn is up by seven, 6.7 seconds to go. And, folks, you're going to hear it here for the first time. The Auburn Bulldogs are the three-time Class C1 state basketball champions, three times in a row. Here come the subs for the Bulldogs. James Mateen checks in. Mariko Lopez comes into the ball game. Who else we got on the floor? Let's ID some more of these players, Todd. At the line, Ryan Binder.
They don't know who's coming or going right now. They're Auburn's celebrating a little bit on the floor.
Yeah, look at the fans across the way, the anticipation of the final buzzer. Ryan Binder, shot is up. Got it. Boy, this is going to be another one of those games that was a whole bunch closer than the final score indicates. 6.7 seconds to go in this championship game. 41-33, your Auburn Bulldogs on the way to their third consecutive state championship, and Coach Jim Weeks is over there handing out hugs to his starters. Down court, on the left elbow with the ball. A jump shot from the left side, off no good. There's the buzzer of the ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs win it, 41-33. Auburn with the win over the Adams Central Patriots. Look over here on the floor. Cam Binder. Down on the floor, can't believe it. Overcome with emotion as they get the win, 41-33 in a hard-fought, low-scoring contest. The Auburn Bulldogs are your 2021 Class C1 state basketball champions, the third year in a row. We're going to take a two-minute timeout and catch our breath. Don't you dare go away. We're going to be back with an extended post-game show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's time now for our post-game report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here's Randy with a look at the final numbers.
Well, before we look at the numbers, I want to take a minute to describe what's going on the floor right in front of us here. A lot of tear-filled faces out there, a lot of emotion being let out, a lot of pent-up emotion by these Bulldog basketball players, especially the seniors. Right now, Cam Minder has just cut down the net, took it off, and waved it in the area of the Bulldog fans. He gets a big hug from Ryan Binder. 41-33, your final score. The Auburn Bulldogs win their 62nd consecutive basketball game, finish the season 26-0 on the year, and three-time third consecutive Class C1 state championship. All right, let's break down the numbers. First of all, for Adams Central, they're led by Tyler Slekta, finished in double figures with 14 points in the ballgame. Dante Bellhauer had 7 in the game. Cameron Foster finished with 6, adding 5 with Lucas Boland, and Jacob Eckhart had 1 for their total of 33. From the charity stripe, the Patriots just 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in today's ballgame. Now, the numbers for your Auburn Bulldogs. Maverick Binder, a freshman, had 3 big threes to help Auburn get off to a good start. He finishes with 14 points. He shares scoring honors with Daniel Frary, who also finished with 14. Adding 8 was Ryan Binder, including 2 huge breakaway lay-ins there. Cameron Binder finished with 4, all of those at the free throw line late in the ballgame, and Cade Patzel added 1 for the Bulldogs' total of 41. From the charity stripe, Auburn hit 12 out of 21 free throws to win this ball game. 12 free throws in a game that they won by 8. 41-33, your final score. That's a wrap. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We invite you to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. And right here, I want to again pass along a great big thank you to Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Weston. I can't tell you how much we appreciate your support throughout this basketball season, sponsoring all of our halftime wraps and our postgame reports throughout this year. Todd, talk a little bit about these seniors. What a resume they've got.
Yeah, what a run for these 5 Auburn seniors. Cameron Binder, Cade Patzel, Mauricio Lopez, James Mateen, and Daniel Frary. That group will be missed, and they've definitely left their mark on Auburn High School basketball with 3 state championships, 62 straight wins, the longest in the nation, a 26-0 undefeated season this year. So just quite a group of seniors there playing for the Bulldogs to get them to this point, and just what a run it's been for that group.
It certainly has, and you've got to be just feeling wonderful for these young men out here. The emotion on the court, once that final buzzer sounded, I looked around and Cam Binder was spread eagle face down here in the left side corner of the floor, not moving at all. The young man completely overcome with emotion, realizing that his basketball career had just ended at Auburn High School and ended in the best way possible, a third consecutive state championship, a 26-0 unblemished record on the season, 62 consecutive wins for this program. You got to be happy for Jim Weeks, his entire coaching staff, a lot of hours put in. I had a chance during this state tournament week to witness a little bit of the preparation that goes into this, watching Coach Weeks in his meetings down in the locker rooms with his coaches. Let me tell you, this is a meticulous, well-oiled preparation machine that goes into every ball game that the Bulldogs play.
Yeah, it ain't always pretty, but they come prepared, and if you're going to beat Auburn in this group, you're going to have to come take a game from them. They come ready to play, got a lot of athletes, and they know what they want to do, and they game plan like crazy, and just what a great win, 41-33, Auburn gets his third state title.
Now, Cam Binder, we all know they put a special defense on him all day today. He finishes the game with just 4 points, but all four of those were critical free throws at the charity stripe late in that fourth quarter. All that young man has just done a moment ago is finished his career as the all-time leading scorer in the history of Auburn Bulldog basketball. 4 points today gives him 1,707 points. Now think about that a minute. 1,707 points for Cam Binder. And that is nearly 500 points more than the second place scorer, I think, is Brent Cole. He was at 1,220-something in that area. Almost 500 points above the next.
Yeah, he's been steady and a rock for this team since his freshman year. He's been putting up numbers, and what a way for him and this whole team to end their career. But Cam's a special one, going on to the University of Nebraska, Kearney, to play for the Loafers. So he'll be fun to watch in college. But as the Bulldogs hoist the trophy.
Those of you that aren't able to watch at home listening from afar, Cam Binder just went up and received the trophy. Brand new trophies this year, by the way. The NSAA finally changed the pattern on the state championship trophies. It's still a cutout of the state of Nebraska, but it's a much different design than we've been looking at for, oh, I don't know, the past 100 years. It hasn't changed forever, but we do have a completely different looking trophy. And there go the Auburn Bulldogs to the cheers of the student section as they exit and get set to go back and do TV interviews. And again, our congratulations to Coach Jim Weeks and all the Auburn Bulldog players, all the fans that support the entire student body. They call it the Bulldog Way, and it's certainly working for the Bulldogs right now as they have just won their third consecutive state championship. Well, let's take one more time out here, gather our thoughts. We'll take one more 60-second break. Don't go away. We'll be back with some final thoughts on this contest and talk about upcoming games. A lot of basketball coming your way yet later today here on Sunny. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Well, Todd, when we started this coverage of the state tournament with Auburn last Wednesday, I did a pregame interview with Coach Jim Weeks, and Jim was talking about the things that he asks of his kids when they get to a tournament like this, and one of the things foremost there was don't panic. Well, when you consider the fact that Auburn had to win a two-overtime win in the semifinals just to escape with a 39-37 win over Concordia, they fought this battle, which was much closer than that 8-point final margin of victory indicates. I'd say his advice last Wednesday of don't panic, pretty timely.
Yeah, definitely very timely, because there was plenty of opportunity for this Auburn team to panic this week here in Lincoln, both yesterday and then today in the state championship game.
I think the moment that sticks out in my mind, Todd, turning back to yesterday's game, at the end of regulation, Bulldogs had a chance to win it on a tip-in by Daniel Freire. The ball just wouldn't go in the hole, and the score was tied, and we went into the first overtime. And you and I were seated right where we are today, and when the Bulldogs broke their huddle and came out to start that first overtime, they were all wearing big smiles. They were smiling, they were laughing, and you could just see a sense of confidence in their eyes. They're looking around like, okay, we've been here before. It's a tough game. We can do this. No panic whatsoever. And again today, Coach Weeks said that in the interview. He said, I've never seen this group panic. They just don't. They stay. And that was the key today, because it would have been real easy to fold the tents here, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think that captures the personality of this team yesterday. And today, things weren't going well at times. The score's low. It's kind of a slug-it-out type of game. Probably not the funnest game to always play when you're kind of forced into a slower tempo zone. And they've been there. They're battle-tested. They've been through it time and time again, and just stepped up and made the plays when they had to pull it out.
Todd, thinking back, I made note of this during the broadcast. Back at the 4:38 moment there, 4:38 point of the fourth quarter, Auburn had two breakaway lay-ins by Freire. He got the ball, went in for a layup, stole the ball at midcourt, went in for another layup. And all of a sudden, you looked up at the clock, and I'm sure the kids, the Patriots, looked up at the clock and went, oh, no, we're down by 12. It was 28-16. Now, it got tight here at the end, but I still feel that was a turning point, because right about then, the momentum was starting to switch. And had the Patriots had a chance to start closing in with still 4 minutes to go instead of a minute and a half, this could have had an entirely different outcome. Those were two huge layups there by Freire to put the Bulldogs up by 12, and it enabled them to hang on. Todd, you were telling me here during that last timeout break, you played ball at Auburn High School more than a couple of years ago. One of the things I think most seniors will tell you always remember your last ball game.
Yeah, you sure do. And for this Auburn group, they're going to remember their last state tournament, too, and that last trophy. And we mentioned the seniors earlier. We'll mention again, Cam Binder has led the way for so many years for this team and really helped build a culture of winning, along with Coach Jim Weeks and these others. Kate Patesol, Mauricio Lopez, James Mateen, and, of course, Daniel Freire. That group has been right there at the top. They won't forget this one. They won't forget this weekend. And they've got a couple other seasons and trophies that they won't soon forget about either.
Fantastic ball game here. Want to remind all of our listeners, both in Nebraska and over in Northwest Missouri, we've got lots more basketball coming up for you yet today here on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is standing by down at the John Q. Hammond Center in Springfield, Missouri. He's down there with the Mound City Panthers as they're getting set to face the Panthers of South Iron. That's a 2 o'clock tip-off in the boys' Class 1 state championship ball game there in Springfield. John's got a pregame show planned for you, I think, starting around 1:45. That's, again, a 2 o'clock tip-off. And then, when he wraps up our coverage of state tournament coverage in Missouri, immediately after his broadcast, we'll be back on the air right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish as they set out for their second consecutive state championship. But, boy, they've got a tall mountain to climb today. They take on Parkview Christian, a team that is just, I've seen them play two or three times, and that is one fine basketball team. But I know Doug Golds, he'll have something up his sleeve with the Irish, looking for another great game later this afternoon. So, at 2 o'clock, it's Mound City down in Springfield. At 3:45, the Sacred Heart Irish back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I'd like to wrap this one up by offering my personal congratulations to the Auburn Bulldogs, Coach Jim Weeks, the entire Auburn Public Schools community. Your Bulldogs did it again, and we couldn't be happier for you. Certainly been our pleasure to bring you live coverage here on Sunny. So that's just about going to do it for the first of our three championship games of the day. For Todd Gatula, seated alongside, and for Scott Cox, our producer-engineer extraordinaire back in the Sunny studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the Class C1 state championship game, the Auburn Bulldogs 41, Adams Central Patriots 33. Good afternoon, everyone. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3.